Under Walker's plan, school districts that spend less than $9,400 per student would be able to raise property taxes without first asking voters' permission. But not every district would qualify. School districts that have asked voters in the past 3 years to raise taxes and have failed wouldn't be able to raise their limit. That's the case with the Bondwell School District, which saw two referendums fail in 2017. Patrick Rao is the district administrator.
So basically, we are getting punished for doing our job more efficiently and better than districts that spend $10,000, $11,000 a year per student.
Several other administrators testified in favor of the proposal, saying it would provide much-needed additional money. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.